Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. Those of you that are watching this in a timely fashion, you know, you post these out there and you never know if they're going to be watched 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 10 years from now, because we have intentions of keeping them out there. But for those of you that are watching this as they're coming out, we're in a time right now where a hurricane came through the southeast, and it's just terrible destruction, hard to even describe. And so one of those things where people that are in it saying the news and the pictures are not showing how bad it is. It's just indescribable. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone impacted by that, and please know that we're with you. Please know that we're praying for you. Now, I want to talk today about, fear. What to do in extreme fear, because there's a lot of that right now. And I've heard it, people are being fed fear, right? The news outlets are trying to divide us to make us afraid of one another, a fear of what might happen to you. And, it's just kind of all over the place right now. And I was reminded of this the other day, actually in a dream. I want to share it today because I believe it's that important. What do you do under extreme fear? Now, I heard a story. I read a story. And if you know the source of this, you can reach out to me and tell me, because I know where it is. But I want to make sure it's going to be my interpretation. So it might be slightly off. But there's a story, right? And imagine this. Many, many years ago, when there was no water, electricity, and you relied on oil. So, I mean, I'm looking about thousands of years ago, right? And we just don't have the modern conveniences we have today. So a lady had two kids, and her husband had just passed away. And her husband, when he passed away, had a lot of debt. So he had a lot of debt. And so when he passed away, he left the debt with his wife. And then she had the two kids. Now, she could not pay the debt. She had no way to pay the debt. So the officials come knocking on the door. The officials come knocking on the door. And this was thousands of years ago. So do not think anything of the official description. Just know that somebody knocked on the door. The officials, the army, whoever it was that was going to take the money back, get that money for the debt that he had built up, was knocked on the door and said, "Since you can't pay the debt, we're going to take your kids." Talk about fear. Imagine the height of the fear of that. I'm going to pause on that for a second because we need to think about that. Imagine that you are in this place. You can't pay the debt. You really have not much of anything. And here are your two kids, and they're saying, "I am going to take your two kids if you do not pay the debt." That is a level of fear that I would say that most of us will never encounter anything like that. So she went to someone that she knew that gave wise counsel, and she says, "What do I do? What do I do now? I just don't know what to do." You can imagine how distraught she was. "You have to help me here. Give me an answer. I don't know what to do." And here's what was stated. "What do you have in your house?" And she said, "I don't have much. Just a couple jars of oil, and that's all I have. I just don't have much." Unfortunately, she was, as you can tell, she was not in a very good situation financially or in any kind of situation. So he said, "What do you have?" She says, "I have these jars that have a little bit of oil in them, and that's all I have." So he said this, "Go back, take those jars, take what you have, and go out into the neighborhood with empty jars." So go out among your neighbors and give them some of what you have. Give them some of what you have. She had to be pretty trusting of this person to do that. Again, she has absolutely almost nothing. Absolutely almost nothing. But he says, "Take what you have, Take that oil and then go out and look for ways to serve your neighbor. How can you help your neighbors? So she did that. She did as she was told. And then when she went back home, her jars were filled with oil. She had just what she needed. So what's the point here? When in extreme fear and you're focused on yourself and you're focused on what's going to happen to me, what am I going to do? What's somebody going to do to me? I feel threatened. I might lose something. I might, someone might insult me or whatever it is that's driving that fear. The answer to that is to look around you and find a way to serve others. It's a solution. It was a solution with a message he gave the widow. Remember, a widow in a situation, she has two kids. Imagine having your kids that were going to be taken from you over a debt that you could not pay. I don't think there could be a much higher level of fear than that. And yet, she was told by wise counsel, go serve others. And that is today what we need to do. These things that are invading our mindset, they're putting those negative thoughts, they're creating that fear, whatever it is, whether we did something to create that, whether we're watching something that created that, whatever is driving that fear, the solution is put the fear to the side and start serving others. I'll end this episode at this place. If you need me for anything at all, you can find me at jd@circleofthepanda.com.